I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. El Paso County prosecutors are seeking the death penalty for the first time in a decade. The 4th Judicial District Attorney's Office says they'll seek the death penalty in the case of a 44-year-old man charged with multiple counts of murder for back-to-back fatal shootings in Colorado Springs last year. El Paso County last pursued the death penalty in 2007 in the shooting death of a police officer. The accused ultimately pleaded guilty in that case in exchange for a life sentence. A new study looked into what might happen if the modern agricultural industry was to experience a 1930s Dust Bowl-style event. 91.5 KRCC's Dana Cronin has more.
The study suggests the U.S. could lose an unprecedented amount of crops with a severe enough multi-year drought. Joshua Elliott is a research professor at the University of Chicago and co-author of the study, which was published in the peer-reviewed journal Nature. He says the loss of crops could be upward of 40%.
In the most pessimistic scenario, by the 2050s, even a year with average precipitation could be approaching almost as bad as some of the worst years of the 1930s in terms of impact.
Although agricultural technology and management styles have progressed, Elliott says there hasn't been enough incentive for farmers to improve drought sensitivity. He says managing water resources efficiently is key to preventing another Dust Bowl-like event. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Dana Cronin.
And I'm Andrea Chalfin at 91.5 KRCC News.